WhatsApp, a popular encrypted messaging app owned by Facebook, reported a security flaw that allows hackers to install surveillance software on smartphones by placing calls in the app. It was reported that a team of Israeli hackers for hire had used the vulnerability to inject spyware onto phones belonging to human rights activists and lawyers.
America's Supreme Court gave the go-ahead for iPhone users to sue Apple. The case centres on whether Apple's App Store, which takes a 30% cut of all sales, constitutes an unfair monopoly. Unlike Android-based rivals, Apple's phones are designed to prevent users from installing apps from other sources.
ThyssenKrupp and Tata Steel abandoned a plan to merge their European steel assets because of stiff resistance from the EU's antitrust regulator. Pushed by activist investors demanding reform at ThyssenKrupp, the proposal had been announced in September 2017. The German company will now spin off its lifts division, its most profitable business.
British Steel told the British government that it needs more state aid because of uncertainties around Brexit. That is in addition to the £100 million, that's $130 million loan from the government the company had recently secured to pay its EU carbon bill. A no-deal Brexit would hit British Steel hard, subjecting it to 20% tariffs under WTO rules.
Global investment in renewables has stalled, according to the International Energy Agency, taking the world further away from meeting the goals of the Paris Agreement on climate change. This is aggravated by the continued expansion of spending on coal-fired power plants, especially in Asia. Investment in coal mining rose by 2.6% in 2018. By contrast, growth in new renewable installations was flat for the first time since 2001.
The most eagerly awaited stock market flotation in years turned out to be a damp squib. Uber priced its IPO at $45 a share, the low end of the offer's price range, which did little to entice investors. The stock closed 8% down on the first day of trading, valuing the company at $70 billion, well below most expectations. Optimists pointed to the experience of Facebook, which, despite a poor IPO and share price that sagged for months, eventually became one of the world's most valuable companies. Pessimists said Uber's ride-hailing business will struggle to make sustainable profits.